The state Senate is expected to vote today on a bill that would gradually increase the minimum wage in New Hampshire to $12 an hour by September of 2018. New Hampshire currently has no minimum wage, defaulting to the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. The bill is not expected to clear the Republican-led Senate. One of the state senators who says he will vote against it is Dan Innes. He's a Republican from Newcastle and chairs the Senate Commerce Committee. The former University of New Hampshire Business College dean wrote an op-ed arguing markets should be left to set wages without government interference. And he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Every other New England state has increased its minimum wage beyond the federal rate. So New Hampshire is now, you know, an economic outlier in the region. You say that's a good thing. How come?
You know, it's always good to be an economic outlier if you're on the positive side of things. And I think in a lot of ways that's true in New Hampshire. In this case, in particular, I think what we've seen in our state is that minimum wage jobs are decreasing in number. Employers are increasing the pay rate for people that they're hiring. I mean, you can't drive past a McDonald's in the Seacoast without seeing a hiring sign at $10 an hour to start. And I think that's in response to the low unemployment rate, heavy demand for employees, and a supply that has declined as the unemployment rate has declined.
You're saying the economy's taking care of this, really?
Yeah, market forces are at work, and that's the best of all worlds, I think.
Okay, so every other New England state has increased its minimum wage. Why do you think they've done that? What's the argument for doing it?
It depends, and I think in every case there's a little bit of a different argument. But I sort of look at it somewhat as taking a drug. It feels good at the moment, but the long-term effects can be negative. And it feels good to raise the minimum wage. We're helping people is the perception and so on. But in the long run, I'm not sure we are, because the long-term effects of too much of an increase in the minimum wage is very negative for those folks at the lower end of the wage scale. And what do I mean by that? Well, you'll see jobs phased out by technology, or in some cases, you'll see businesses close because the costs have gone up too quickly.
Now, as you've said here, and you said in your op-ed that you've seen business owners are choosing to raise wages on their own.
Yeah.
Can we quantify that? Do we know that's true? Do we see that in the numbers across the board?
You see it everywhere. I mean, and there's anecdotal data. There's statistical data. It's out there. I mean, companies are not hiring very often at $7.25 an hour in our state. And if they are, it's likely seasonal work, and it's work that is great for high school and college students that are trying to make their way forward and get work experience.
But there are a significant portion of people who work these jobs who are older, who might be working two or three jobs.
There are some, yes.
And the reality is that some people do need those jobs, and are wages going to keep up with inflation?
Oh, I think they will. I mean, look, when the minimum wage was introduced, it was done by FDR. And I think it was 1938, at 25 cents per hour. Now, if you adjust that for the CPI, that would put the minimum wage today somewhere between $4 and $5 an hour. Let's take it another way and say, well, let's, instead of adjusting it to the consumer price index, let's adjust it to the wage increase index from 1938 to 2016. If you do that, you come up with a number between $8.75 and $9 an hour for an equivalent minimum wage. So we're real close to that, practically speaking.
But is that a living wage in this day and age?
Well, FDR said 25 cents an hour was a living wage in 1938. So if you do the math, theoretically, it ought to be a living wage. On the other hand, I think that some sort of minimum is a reasonable thing for us to do. Now, is it $7.25 an hour? One could make the case it should be a little higher. I would listen to that case.
So if a bill was reintroduced saying, look, maybe not $12 an hour, but let's do it incrementally and say $9.25 and so on over the course of 4 or 5 years, you would look at that?
I would be willing to listen to something that is more gradual and takes a longer, smaller steps over a longer period of time, because you've got to give companies time to adjust to this.
State Senator Dan Innes, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.